This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care.
I have the two cutest little dogs, Penelope and Winston. And I have to tell you, it feels like I have four children instead of two. They're super needy, but they are my little love bugs. And Winston and Penelope literally make me feel so loved, unconditionally loved. And every night when I go to sleep, I put the kids down and I get into my bed and I want to watch my show. The way they cuddle up to me, I can be alone by myself or Brian is laying next to me, but they always make me feel safe. They always make me just not feel lonely. I absolutely love the love they give me.
I love that. Well, and that's why what you feed them is so important. So Merrick Pet Care, founded in Hereford, Texas, Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient.
Merrick crafts real ingredients into home-style recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato, or Grammy's pot pie.
Check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes.
Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. So this episode we talk about my Fallon spoiler, which I'm so sorry you guys, I'm like literally the queen of spoiler alerts.
Yeah, you are.
Whatever. And what you can expect from Total Bellas Season 5.
Yes, and plus my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryant, is here to host another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show, Bella Brains.
Okay, here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I am Nicole.
And I am Bree, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
Okay, so coming up, I'm going to fill you all in on my future in wrestling, but first, we are going to take you behind the scenes of our reality TV show, Total Bellas.
That's right. The show's officially coming back. That is so exciting.
Yay, it is. I mean, I'm so excited. You're so excited. We're all so excited. And I think, you know what? I want to start talking about this.
Yes.
So now it's time for opening up.
Let's pop that bottle. Today we are opening up a bottle of Absolute Juice.
And you know what? It's really neat because this is the second week Absolute has sponsored the podcast. And I am totally digging the apple and strawberry. Perfect summertime drinks.
That's right. So last week, Nikki was drinking the strawberry and I was drinking the apple. But this week we decided to do a twin switch.
Yes.
We love twin switches. And so now I am enjoying this very fresh, crisp strawberry Absolute Juice.
Yum. And I am getting my apple on, which I have to say, you know, I used to be addicted to those. Remember the caramel apple lollipops?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, these are so bad for me. But you know what? I'm getting my apple fix with Absolute Juice apple, which is very yummy.
So Nikki and I are just going to close our eyes, pretend we're in Maui, and sip our fun drinks.
And thank you for the umbrella, Brie. That was very sweet of you. It was a perfect touch.
Yes.
So as we're sipping on, you know, our apple and strawberry Absolute Juice, I kind of want to get into, you know, I created a lot of headlines once again this week, Brie.
Oh my gosh, you did. You know what's crazy is, so I'm obsessed with Joanna Gaines and she's amazing.
Obsessed.
I know. I think everyone is with Fixer Upper.
Well, I feel like you look at her and her husband Chip and you think of you and Brian.
No, so the thing is everyone used to tell Brian and I, hey, you guys remind me of this couple on Fixer Upper, Joanna and Chip Gaines. And Brian are always like, who? And finally I watch and I'm like, oh, I get it. But her husband had a big oopsie. Like he actually spilled the beans about their network on Jimmy Fallon. And her face was priceless. Like her jaw dropped. I felt the same.
Oh man, I just got chills everywhere.
I felt exactly like her when all of a sudden you're like about your neck and total Bellas.
You know, yeah, well, I have to say, Jimmy Fallon is amazing. So you guys, let me just take you backstage first when you're at Jimmy Fallon, because you could go to some TV shows and it could be very like
stressful
environment or a little stricter environment, or like Jimmy Fallon is a massive celebrity, right? So already it's like, oh my gosh. And Jimmy is one of the most humble, sweetest people I've ever met in the entertainment industry. And he is always so welcoming to Brie and
I.
First of all, they put in the best cookies and truffles in your dressing room. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then he always has fruit platters and veggie platters. And then because Brie and I, in the past, have requested champagne. Literally, Jimmy always has a bottle of champagne on ice for Brie and I when we arrive. And he always makes sure to stop by whatever guest is there, their room. And he literally will sit and talk to us for 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, he remembers stories of stuff we talked about in the past. Like, you feel like family with him.
So you feel like family. And so, you know, you're backstage. And not only is Jimmy this way, everyone who works there is freaking amazing.
Like the best.
Not only are you walking in a 30 Rock, that's an iconic building. The Tonight Show is iconic. Jimmy Fallon's iconic. And then you're just getting treated like, not only are we getting treated like these A-list celebrities, like Brie and I walk in and we're like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Like they make us feel like amazing.
You're weird.
I know. So then you go and do the interview with Jimmy and you just feel like you're talking to a brother, right? And I have to say their audience is always so engaged and like makes me feel so comfortable. So then I sit on that couch. And even though, I mean, I'm like in the smallest outfit or I got Tanner all over, like you're trying to think of your appearance, right? Because you know, like that camera's just shooting right at you, but you still have like, you're just so comfortable. So then we start to talk and then I just feel like we're at happy hour, like just like this podcast, like we're just gabbing away. And then I spill the beans about everything.
Well, and I think too, it's because it's intimate with the crowd. Like it's not like this huge crowd. It's like a nice intimate audience who's listening. And then it's like really cozy up on stage. So I can see how it's very easy for us to spill the beans about things.
Right. Well, and especially because we're the live show. So of course I had to spill the beans on the live show because for you guys, we weren't allowed to announce yet Total Bellas season 5. Usually you have to wait for the network to do a press release. And then once the network has done the press release, then you could speak about it. Well, we weren't going to have our press release for a little bit longer. And then I spilled the beans live on Jimmy Fallon. And then, I mean, everyone was like, oh my gosh, what do we do? Like they literally had to come up with a press release overnight. And I was like emailing everyone like, I'm so sorry. But you know what I have to say? I was just so damn excited that Total Bellas season 5 is coming back.
We were very sweet. And I feel like you could tell we didn't know what to say. If someone's going to ask us about Total Bellas, I mean, we can't say no.
Yeah.
So I think us answering yes, we did it in such a sweet way that you could tell we were put on the spot. Yeah. So I don't think you'd
get
in trouble.
It made it forgivable.
It did make it forgivable.
And you know what? I think it's great press releases. But I love that we announced it on Jimmy Fallon.
Me too.
And you know, I am the queen of spoiler alerts. Like I ruined the ending of Game of Thrones for Brian and Artem. And then I didn't even think about it. You guys, right before the Total Bellas spoiler alert, then I spoiled everyone the ending of Game of Thrones and people in the audience were like actually upset. And Jimmy's like, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I talked about my neck. And that was the first time actually I have talked about why I'm retired. I don't think no one knows because I've never given an in-ring speech about it. I actually haven't talked about it at all yet.
Well, I feel like there was a couple things that came out about your neck. Like, I don't know if you said something in an interview one time, but never like detail or about your brain cyst. So I think that's what really shocked people was the brain cyst. But I think people knew there was something with your neck. They just didn't know to the level of damage,
right. You
know?
So with all of you, we all get very intimate on the podcast and Brie and I, this is like our girl and guy talk, right? Our happy hour. And so I want to go in detail with you with that whole situation. So Bree and I, we were going to come back and fight for the tag titles after WrestleMania. And we were going to go against the Iconics for a few months. It was going to be a lot of fun.
We're excited.
Really excited. And, you know, in deep down inside, I kept having this weird feeling that I needed to get an x-ray on my neck. Because for a while, I wasn't feeling okay. Bree knows that in December, after Evolution, I just kept telling her, like, Bree, just I feel off. Like, my head doesn't feel right. Like, I just kept feeling off. And I even told her, I go, do you think I'm, like, just super unhealthy? Like, but I live a very healthy lifestyle, but I just couldn't figure it out.
Well, and also because we're so busy that we're exhausted a lot that right. Sometimes you kind of think, well, maybe I'm just tired of being in these planes and traveling and stress.
And it was the first time that I kind of just chilled. So I was thinking all these different things, right? But I just... in my heart, I knew like something wasn't right. So I went to this detox spa in Palm Springs called the We Care Spa that I'm obsessed with and detoxed mind, body, and soul for 3 days. I was feeling good after that for a bit. And then I just started not feeling good. So I got all my blood drawn and I did realize like certain levels that were off that I had to fix. I even went to this one doctor who will look at you and put you on all these Chinese herbs. And that was incredible, but nothing was being permanent, right? Or like fixing me permanently. Right. So it was like, I was the healthiest I've ever been in my whole life, but yet I still felt off.
Right.
So I called my surgeon and I said, hey, look, let's just.
But before, tell everyone, we had our gear. Oh, we had everything.
I mean, we were ready. I mean, Bella Twins were coming back in a big way. We are
the Raw after WrestleMania.
SmackDown.
Or SmackDown after WrestleMania. I mean, we had it all planned out.
All
and we're
planned
in
out.
New York thinking it's still happening, you guys.
Yeah. So I called my surgeon a week and a half before, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It was a week before, a week and a half before WrestleMania. And I said, look, between you and I, like, I need to get an MRI done. I'm like, I just don't feel right not knowing what's going on with my neck if I go get in that ring. So can you just set me up somewhere in LA? Can I get an MRI? And he was like, definitely. And he goes, you know, I just have this feeling like I want to get an MRI on your brain too. He goes, let's just see how, you know, everything is looking. And I'm like, oh, like I didn't think twice about it. You know, like it's your surgeon. He's been on this whole neck journey with me. He saved me. He created a miracle on my neck. So like I listen to Dr. Uribe. Uribe is the best. So I go and I get my MRIs done. And then literally the Thursday before WrestleMania. So I'm in New York doing my appearances with Bree. Dr. Uribe calls me and he goes, we need to talk. And you know what? It's crazy. When a doctor says it to you in a certain tone, like immediately you're like, okay, this isn't good. So he was just like, you know, Nikki, I want you to know that why you're feeling how you do is you have so much inflammation around the metal in your neck. He goes, on top of that, you have herniated your disc above where you had surgery. He goes, it's fully herniated. And he goes, and on top of that, he goes, I found a cyst on your brain. He goes, now by looking at it, I don't think it's anything we need to worry about right now. He goes, I could tell it's benign. He goes, but we need to check on this every year.
Yeah. And you got to make sure you keep up with that, you know?
Oh, I will. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. And he kept telling me like, I don't want to freak you out, but you need to know these things.
Right.
And he said, you know, Nikki, I didn't want you going back before because Dr. Uribe since day one has not wanted me to get back in the ring. And I went back once, got injured, went back again and didn't even talk to him when I went back for Evolution. I didn't even get x-rays. And so he goes, you're done. Like, I'm so sorry, but you get back in that ring. He goes, one hit, you're either paralyzed or your lights out for good. He's like, you can't mess with this anymore. And he goes, and you have a herniated disc. So I think we could get by not getting a double fusion. He goes, but once you get a double fusion, that's it, right? I mean, you're even working out's different for you.
Right.
So I was, remember how upset I was?
So upset.
And then they wanted me to get a second opinion. And so the second opinion with that surgeon was like, she needs a double fusion right now, which I was like, no, I will be careful. I will stay away from the ring. And I remember that kind of like WrestleMania weekend, everyone's like, Nikki's so absent, you know? And I think everyone, of course, starts to write their fake articles of like, why I'm not around. You know, they always relate it back to my breakup.
Some of it was true.
And it was hard being at WrestleMania around that and, you know, the breakup. But the reason why I was so distant was because I was so excited for this run. And we've wanted tag titles since the beginning of time.
And we've actually always wanted to work the Iconics.
We've always wanted to work the Iconics. We were excited to work Sasha and Bailey.
Yeah, because we thought it would be such a great story to tell like the Bellas versus the Iconics. Like we just thought that'd be really special.
Totally. And so I can't, like, I just, everything, it was almost like when I found out the next surgery the first time around when they said my career was over. It was like hearing that all over again, I felt like I got punched so hard in the stomach. Like I was just so upset because I'm like, literally this time now, like I'm being told, like, I can't go say, I'm going to prove you wrong. There's no more proving anyone wrong. It doesn't matter. I can't ever get back in that ring.
Right. Well, and this is the thing that I'll say about you that, you know, I think everyone can kind of learn from and help. It'll help you guys too, is that there's two ways you can take a situation like this. You could either be like, my life's over and be super depressed and think there's no more doors that are going to open. That's it. Life's done. Or you can be like, I'll say like you were super upset and it still at times really upsets you, but you looked at the positive. You're like, you know what? Like that chapter is now fully done. Like, look at my career. I had an amazing career. I've done some great things in my career. I've met amazing people. Like, you've done it.
Yeah.
And now you get to look at like all the other doors that will open. And you know, my husband, Daniel Bryan, when he went through this, he couldn't see any other doors opening. Like, it was too hard. And he finally then found like a positive light and he was like, okay, I can be GM. There is something I can do. But I have to say, it's very easy to fall into depression in these situations. It's very easy to think everything's done. But Nicole, I'll say like the one thing I love is you've taken it into a positive and you kept going with your head up. And even though I know it was so hard for you to continue on at your appearances at WrestleMania, because I'll tell you guys, the Bella Army and all of you fans out there, like, you guys make us all want to be in that ring more. You want us always to come back. It like gives me goosebumps saying this because you guys give us so much passion for the business and drive that it's like, we just always want to be there to entertain you.
Well, and I think that was so hard was then we had fan access the next day, you and I, and Bella Army came in strong. It was amazing. And they had no idea. Like, I was so emotional inside because I just found out the day before, like, all that news. And then I'm seeing just the most incredible fandom in the world, like our Bella Army, who's family to us.
Right.
And I just thought in my head, I can't even give them what I want to give them in that ring anymore. But you're right. And so many doors have opened. I've been lucky. But, you know, if I could just bring up one thing. For some of you that don't know, in the wrestling industry, there's a section of fans that they'll call the smart marks, which means like they're smart to know the wrestling industry. I guess what they call behind the scenes. It's kind of a weird word I've always thought, but it's sad because I feel like they've never had me come in and actually do a retirement speech because you guys, it's crazy. Brie and I have all become, it's been so strange to me, but we became hated by the smart marks. And I always looked at it as like, well, we did a really good job as heels for so long. But it was like the more successful we'd get with the reality shows and the men then we were dating and married to and all that, we became more and more hated.
It was crazy. It,
you know, for people to go against us in the ring and on the mic, it's very easy to create promos with Brie and I or about us. Yeah. And I look at, you know, Paige and Brian and Edge, and the list goes on of all these people that got to have that moment. And look, it's actually going to make me emotional.
That's okay. You can get emotional.
It's going to make me cry because, you know, I love wrestling. I gave 13 years of my life. I beat my body up. I mean, it was my world.
I know.
And it's so sad sometimes when I see the lack of respect or like not the appreciation. Like, you know how badly I wish I could go out there and wrestle again and do it for the fans and do it for us and like, I have risked my life and I will never get, and you know what? I'm a human being. Sometimes we like to be acknowledged or appreciated. And the fact that I gave so much and I will never get to stand in that ring and have the thank you, Nikki Chan, or have just even give my last final words. Like, that's it. I found out Thursday before WrestleMania and I'm done. Right. That's it. And then people want to blame me like, oh, look at her go do all those things. She doesn't care. I do care, but my life has to go on. Right. I have to go look at all those open doors and run right through them like Wonder Woman and take them on. And it's just like, I pray one day, Brie, we will be appreciated by that crowd.
I don't need to be appreciated by him. And I'm going to tell you this. This is why. They're a small part of the huge WWE universe.
100%, I agree.
And this is like what we were saying, in last week's episode, is how the trolls sometimes, their voices can be louder than everyone else's.
Yeah.
And they're a small part, you guys. It's like when we say the 5% of our flaws speak louder than the 95% of the perfections of us. And Nicole, don't let that 5% speak louder, because there's 95% of the people out there who do say thank you, Nikki, constantly, who love you, who recognize and respect everything you have done for the wrestling business. And that's all you need.
It's true.
Don't need the 5%.
And I do. I get the best conversations, not only with the Bella Army, but with, people in business that have said the greatest things to me. And it makes me feel loved. And I just think it's when you're injured in my way. It's like, I can't ever go prove myself again. Evolution against Rana, that was it. Sometimes I wish I walked into that match even more so knowing, like, if I would have known that was the last night I was ever going to fight, I don't know. Maybe I do things different. Maybe I would have just taken those last final moments. And I have to let that go. And you're so right, because there are so many amazing people out there. But it goes to show you how much it can hurt, no matter who you are.
I know.
But I just wanted, it's what I love about our podcast. We're just all so connected. And I love always getting your guys' feedback on Twitter. Bree's never on Twitter, by the way, so that's why you always see me on there.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
But
One social media is enough for me.
Yeah, I love just honestly engaging with you all. So thank you. And I will take all the prayers. And for all of you out there going through anything, just know Bree and I are sending a lot of prayers and thoughts your way. And just stay strong. And honestly, look for the open doors, because there'll be something exciting that I'm going to be able to tell you guys soon about one door that opened that it's given me incredible opportunity in the future, besides Total Bellas season 5. And this season, you guys, we start filming mid-August, end of August. And I'm really excited. It's going to air early 2020. But Total Bellas season 5, it's going to be a very fun season, because Bree and I already know what our fall's like, so we know what they're going to be filming. But you're going to get Artem and I, of course.
Yes.
And we're actually going to get a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, don't you think?
And we're going to have a lot of secrets that we're filming that we're not going to tell any of you guys. You have to watch it live. And I think you're going to love it, because that is the thing. The door is closed for Nicole in wrestling. Maybe not for me. I'm not going to confirm anything, but maybe or maybe not.
I would love for you guys to take on Seth and Becky, or Seth and Becky would be good.
Yeah, but I think too, I would like, if I do go back, I'd like to do something a little different, like something I've never done before, obviously with my husband, but he and I talk about certain ideas. I always tell him, I'm like, you know what, Brian, Birdie's first, and last time it rocked my world.
And can we just say, how cute is Artem with Birdie?
They're very cute together.
I mean, and she loves him. He's going to make an amazing father. And how cute how Artem came here.
Whoa.
No, do not put me in the hot seat.
Yeah, you just said he's going to make an amazing father.
Not to me. It could be to anyone.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
But how cute. Like, we were at our Bella Radici. So right now, Bella Radici is at the Sicilian Butcher. For any of you who live in Arizona, if you want to get your Bella Radici fix.
And we're nationwide in Total Wine.
Yes. And he literally flew with me here and just sat there and supported me as I was like doing this appearance for 3 hours last night.
Really,
it was so cute. Okay. Anyways, you know what? I think we've opened up enough, Bree.
I think so too. You guys.
We're getting mushy together. Now I kind of feel like I need to go against you.
Oh, really? So what you're saying is you want the door to slam open in your face? Because now it's time for Matchup of the Week.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call.
head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us. It's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, everyone. So if you are new to our podcast, each week, Bree and I pick a topic to debate, and then we leave it up to you, our listeners, to go vote on Instagram to decide who won the debate.
Yes, last week's debate was Instagram is taking away the likes. Keep the likes versus get rid of them. All right, Nicole, let's reveal the results.
Okay, so I'm super shocked, but getting rid of the likes lost by 10%, so people want to keep the likes.
That's crazy.
I know, and you know, I don't know why, for some reason, I totally thought getting rid of the likes would have swept.
Me too.
Yeah. And so everyone, I'm really curious on why the people who voted for keeping the likes, I would love to know why, and not in a judgmental way, or I would love to know. And so tweet at Bella Twins, make sure to hashtag Bella's podcast because it's easier to find your replies. And let us know whoever voted for that, because I'm really so curious. I would love to see your responses.
Maybe it's that addiction that I was talking about.
No, Brie.
Also, we need to reveal the results of the WWE versus UFC debate against Henry Cejudo from 2 weeks ago.
Yes. And that was, which one is more entertaining, WWE or UFC? And I knew this was going to happen. And Henry, we love you. And UFC, we love you. You guys are amazing. But WWE killed it.
Yes,
I mean, they
did.
Swept that debate. And I mean, when you do look at it, we are an entertainment company.
We're sports entertainment.
We're sports entertainment. So we better win that debate.
Yeah. So funny. All right, you guys. So this week's debate, can you overexpose your kids on social media?
Ooh.
I am saying yes. Nikki is saying no. We are going to explain our sides and tell you why we think these. So if you are new, just remember, we each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement of our side of the issue, and then we have a 2-minute final argument free-for-all. And I'll tell you really quick the story of why we're doing this. When we were in Washington last week, a couple people came up to us who recognized Birdie, actually, before Brian and I, and a couple people in Brian's family were like, Bree, you put Birdie too much on your social media. So all of these things happening, Brian finally kind of at the end of the trip was like, you overexposed Birdie on social media, and kind of got upset. And I was like, I don't think I do, but maybe I do. And we kind of got in this discussion and I'm like, you're right. And then when I was telling Nicole, cause I was upset, but then I was like, you know what? This would actually be a perfect debate for the podcast. And I'd love to hear what everyone has to say.
Okay. So who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Okay, so this is my thing. I think it's great to be proud of your kids and to show images here and there, like, oh, look at my kids, they're growing. But I do feel like we overexpose them in the way of, like, we have to showcase everything they're doing every day. And I feel like a child is mentally going to grow up and be like, okay, my life has to be documented all the time. What happens when all this goes away? There's going to be some type of mental thing that they're going to have a hole and think that they're missing. And I just feel like we need them to also know what normal life is like, how we all were raised. My generation with no social media.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
So I'm going to say no, you don't have to overexpose your kid. And this is my reasoning. There's a few things. We all keep debating or arguing or having our own opinions about what's too much or too little on social media. Look, this is our world now. So why not teach your kids on how they can how they can expand or just make it into a good thing. I can't even think right now. But this is my thing, is everyone is showcasing now their lives on social media. So why can you not? Oh my God, I can't even talk. Oh my God, I can't even talk.
I kind of understood your point.
Yeah, my head right now. Oh my,
but here we go.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I need these 2 minutes because that was not good.
We both need these 2 minutes.
Okay, I know.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so why I don't think it is an issue because it's a part of the world now. So why not teach the kids how we can make a positive? And plus, Bree, you and I, real quick,
in this world.
You and I, how much all the time we're like, oh, we wish mom took more videos of us when kid. You and I have barely
but
any
other people
photos
did
and
that.
Videos.
This is my thing, is that we've wait. We have seen such a high, just a high percentage of online bullying, suicide, depression, all these things. And I think of when our generations and older grew up, we didn't have all this.
Yeah,
we didn't
have the insecurities that kids have now. I feel like if you deprive the kids of it now, it's like the kids that were like, their parents were so strict on drinking or having sex or any of that. And then they get to college and they go like the way other way. So for me, it would be the same thing with social media. Like, everyone else is sharing their memories. And all of a sudden, I think you have that one kid that never shares
the
memories.
We're talking about overexposing. I do feel like it's come
to a point.
But what's
overexposing? What's overexposing?
Okay, I'll say this. I don't need to see people's kids eat 24/7. I don't need to see people's kids, what they're up to every day.
And you know what? I agree with you on that. But do you ever think that makes someone happy? Maybe
does
that,
it, or do they feel they have to? Like,
but
to keep up.
I would love to know because I think honestly, when I do Instagram stuff,
but is it
a
fair?
Lot of
the kid
times,
has no choice?
I like the creative side of it. I like the fun thought, but it's where we're at in this world, and we can't.
But
avoid
do you
it.
Think overexposing your children is fair because they have no say? They have zero say.
Well, you know what's funny is that you're saying this to me and I don't even have a kid and you have a kid on your Instagram.
I know, but when we talked about this, you and I both just kind of said, like, you said, don't worry, Brie, you're not overexposing her. Like,
I don't, she's on a reality show. So what I feel is like, she's already on TV. So I feel like there isn't overexposing there. Sometimes I feel like when people constantly are hiding their kid's face, it makes people more curious to know what that kid looks like. Yeah. And to me, that puts them more in danger because now people
are
like
Brian's anxiety. Like, hey, like, we can keep things private. This is our family. Not everyone needs to see it grow.
But I don't think people should be ashamed if they decide that they don't want to do that.
Everyone, isn't it funny how she always has to go over the 2 minutes? The day you go, like you just stop talking at 2 minutes, I will be blown away.
Whatever. This was a tough debate. Well, my brain, I feel like, wasn't thinking correctly. Like, well, I couldn't put words together today,
which is okay.
You probably
couldn't put words together because you knew I was right.
Yeah. Okay.
That is our debate. We're going to post a poll on our IG so you can vote, and then we will reveal the winner on next week's episode.
Yes. And next up, someone who overexposes our brains, Daniel Bryan, returns for another edition of
Bella Brains. As always, Bella Brains is hosted by my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Thank you, Brie. Always glad to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly, where one twin leaves the room while I ask the other some questions, and we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
So we're keeping track of who wins each week, and the first one of 5 wins gets a bottle of Dom Perignon paid for by the loser. And so this week, we are starting a new series, so the current score is 0-0. Last week ended that last series with Brie taking the win, which you know I'm definitely going to get her fake Dom since that's what she did to me. And I don't know if you and Brian saw it, but there was like a lot of, I mean, I want to kind of say controversy on Twitter, just that people were saying that you cheated, Brie, last week.
Everyone thinks I cheat at everything. I'm just a big old cheater.
I don't think so. There was quite a few comments on Twitter that just said they thought, actually, I won. And someone said something to you, actually, last night the Bella Radici appearance.
Yeah, this is how I'm going to take it. I have a very sweet husband who tries to help me win Bella Brains because he knows it'll make me feel good. Brian knows. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm. He's smart.
All husbands should know that.
But what?
All husbands should know that.
And I agree. All husbands should know that. But what about happy sister-in-law, happy life?
That is that. I mean, especially having Nicole as your sister-in-law. Yeah.
I mean, Brian.
Is that a real thing?
No.
Has anybody ever actually said that?
You know,
You can be the in-law or you can be the outlaw.
Oh, gosh, Bree.
All right, with talks of in-laws and outlaws, who's going to win the first game? Let's find out. It's time for Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains. Okay, who's leaving the room first?
I'll go. I'll give it to you, Bree.
Bye. All right, sweet face, ask me. And remember, you can't help me at all or give me any hints or whatever everyone thinks the cheating is.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is that, like, when Nicole asks for hints, even if she goes first, I give her hints. So is the new rule that if the first person asks for hints but doesn't, but if they don't ask for hints, then the second person doesn't get hints?
Maybe, how about this?
So it's up only to the first person?
I think it's only one hint for each question. Let's make that new rule.
Okay. So this edition of Bella Brains is the summer edition. But let's have fun because it's summer edition, right?
Yes.
Are you ready for this? I feel like you're all about the summer.
I am.
Okay. What American holiday unofficially marks the end of summer?
Memorial Day? No, Labor Day?
Labor Day. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Second question. Why are days longer in the summer than in the winter?
Because the sun stays out longer.
But yeah. So, I mean, that's what makes a longer day. But why does the sun stay out longer?
Is it because how the earth is tilted to the sun?
Ding, 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 ding. Wow. Two up.
Yeah.
Two up. Okay. The final question. What does the letters SPF in sunscreen, what does that stand for?
SPF. Huh.
You know how all the sunscreens have the thing SPF 30 or SPF 40 or whatever that is.
Is
what
it like
SPF?
Solar protection. SPF. Solar protection formula?
Nope.
Sun protection formula?
You have two words right in that.
Sun protection? Is that right?
I can't tell you. I don't want people on Twitter and social media accusing me of helping you cheat.
Okay. Sun protection first.
Nope.
Sun protection fast?
No. I almost thought you had it there for a second.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, you get 10 more seconds.
Okay, sun protection. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know.
Final guess?
Yeah, I don't know it. I know it's sun protection something.
Okay, yep, you did very good in getting two out of the three words. Sun protection factor.
Ah, why didn't I think of that?
You did really good.
Two out of three.
You did really good. Two out of three.
Okay, let me go get Nicole.
You got two out of three, and you got two out of the three words for SPF.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, hopefully Nicole
doesn't get it. Time to bring in Nicole.
Okay, let me grab her.
We'll bring Nikki back in a second, but first, a quick break.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, Brian, Nicole is back.
Okay.
Nicole, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just so you know, your sister nailed this one without me helping her at all.
Good. About time.
There was no cheating involved in this edition of Bella Brain.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yep, this edition is about the summer. Okay?
Okay.
So, the first question. What American holiday unofficially marks the end of summer?
Labor Day.
Ding, 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 ding.
Woo!
Okay. Why are days longer in the summer than in the winter?
Because of how early the sun rises and suns and how late the sun sets.
Your sister said the exact same thing, but that, I mean,
there's an actual word for it.
No, the best is he goes, that's why the day's longer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why the days are longer. but like, why does the sun come up earlier and stay later?
It's the shift of Earth, right? Isn't it like, I don't know, going a different way or like, I mean, there's time change, right? So you have, would it be the shift in Earth? Like in the summers, Earth like moving a different way?
The Earth is not moving a different way.
Or like going slower? Is it time change?
It is not time change.
Oh, you know what? Does it have something to do with the equator?
It doesn't really have much to do with the equator.
Is it just because it's that season? It's summer. Did you get it?
I did get it.
Dang. And you had no hint on that one?
Nope. And okay. Brian and I did make a rule, only one hint for each question.
So I'll take one hint.
Gosh, this one's a hard one to give a hint for because it's an explanation more so than anything else.
Mm. It has something to do with Earth, right? The shift or the universe or something? Is it how the planets are going around Earth?
The way you say it.
I mean,
it's almost like she has to, and this is, I'm only saying
elaborate.
This because I'm her sister. Like elaborate what you mean by shift in a way.
It's a way, like, isn't it? I'm just trying to think of where I know, because when I can visualize like the class, like when we like they would show the shift of the planets going around Earth, right? And doesn't it go like
they don't shift. So the planet stays at the same angle of the sun to the sun. But it goes in an orbit around the sun.
Orbit, that's
amazing. And during half the year, it's summer in the northern hemisphere. And half the year, it's summer in the southern hemisphere.
Okay, so...
Why would that be?
So this has to be kind of your final answer,
Like. It would be that way because of how the sun and moon orbit around the Earth.
Oh, my gosh. The sun does not orbit around the Earth.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, Nicole, can I tell her?
Oh, go ahead, Bree.
Yeah.
It's the way the Earth is tilted.
Oh, tilted was the word I was looking for.
No,
I was thinking
you
tilted.
Shift. They don't go like
but
this.
But the vision in my head was a tilt.
You said about universe and moons and
but
planets.
It literally, I was imagining the tilt.
And when Brian said orbit, you go, oh, that's the word.
Bree, you can say what you want. I was thinking tilt.
Well, I tried to help you. I said, I'm your sister, so elaborate on shift. Because I was like, maybe she would say tilt,
oh,
but I didn't know.
It's fine. We'll move on. It's okay. No reason to cry.
All right. The final question. In sunscreen, what does SPF stand for? For example, when you see the bottle of sunscreen, it says SPF 30 or SPF 40. What does the SPF stand for?
Sun protection. Not face. Sun. I mean, it have to be the strength. Or gosh, this price stands for an ingredient that I don't even know. So my one hint is sun protection, right? For the SP?
Yes.
Sun protection face?
No.
Sun protection. Damn, it's probably a really hard word, actually. It's going into a number, and it's about an ingredient, probably, or the time. It'd be like a word for time or sun protection. Dang. I can't even think.
Just start throwing out words with F. Thing.
That deal with, like, the sun? I mean, or protection. I can't think of other words. In time.
I was interested to see what she was going to put out
there.
Yeah,
I'm like, sun protection.
They have to deal with the sun?
Yeah, I'm like, I know it probably deals with the ingredient or the number, and I can't. It's probably some scientific word.
It's weird because when I guessed, I didn't say face, and I'm shocked I didn't. I said other ones.
Really?
Yeah, that I'm surprised you haven't said. I thought you would say.
With an F?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have 10 more seconds.
Okay. Sun protection feel. Sun protection fine. Sun protection feeling. Sun protection. Dang. I give up.
Okay. The SPF stands for sun protection factor.
Factor.
I know.
Dang.
I kept saying like sun protection formula.
A formula, that's a good one.
And what was my other, well, the first one I was like solar.
Factor, duh. So you knew how to do something with the number.
But easy. Like now when you think of it, now like you that know. Makes sense.
Which I'm shocked I never was like one day, like, what does SPF stand for?
I know. But can we all just take a minute? I won Bella Brains!
And do you see how excited you're saying it? Because you actually won. So it feels good when you know you actually won, right?
Whatever.
So think of when you did really well last week, but then someone took that from you.
I did really good too.
Wait a second. Okay. So I'd be interested to hear the audience's feedback on this on social media. So if Nicole would have gotten this Earth's tilt because I had to give her hints and she got so many guesses, would that have meant that I cheated in Nicole's favor?
Well, the Pentagon, that's what everyone, you pretty much spelled it out for Bree, except the, that's where everyone's saying, you know how I got it quick? And that's like what ended up making us tie.
And I got the sun tilt quick, but I beat you, so.
But that was this week. So anyways, the past is the past. Don't worry, you'll get your fake bottle of Dom.
My Dom Ruinar?
Yeah. I'll wait for it to go on sale like you did for me.
I would like for the next one to be something like the winner gets a delicious vegan carrot cake, for example.
Ooh, I do love carrot cake.
I mean, I'll go for that. I don't care. That sounds great.
Jones on third carrot
because
cake.
Because then I get to share with the winner, and that would be awesome.
Oh, well, then I'm down to shift it that way. I mean, I'm not getting real Dom anyways, so geez.
Okay, I'm going to get you real Dom.
No, it's fine.
You'll have it in like Tahoe.
No, we'll see.
Okay, well, the score is now 1-0 with Bree up. And thank you for joining us again for another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Well, thank you, Brian, for making us smarter and for hosting Bella Brains.
Yes, and now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from at KTLE, so KTELLYYY, very creative, I like it. She writes, Nicole, how does it feel to be dancing together with Artem again, but now as a couple? Love you too. Hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Oh, she said couple.
Is there a couple comment in there? I absolutely loved it. You know, it was actually, it was different this time around dancing with him because I felt bad. I got upset at him one day. Like, not crazy upset.
Shocking.
Whatever. But I just said, you know, I feel like you're giving me a lot of constructive criticism and I would just like more compliments. And he was like, really?
Wait, you back, said that?
Yeah. And when we did Dancing with the Stars, I never cared about that, right, at all. For some reason, I really wanted him to like compliment me as well, like not just coach me, but compliment me. And it would kind of bother me like if he did.
That is surprising coming from you because you're usually not like that.
I know, but he just makes me all needy and girly or whatever. I don't know. And it's just, I think when you like someone in that way, right? But what I did love about Dance with Artem is our faces would get really close. And then I got to mess with him. Like, I would sometimes like just like give him a little nibble or a kiss or like get just so close on him. And it made it really sexy and fun. And we would be rehearsing by yourself for hours in like this studio. It was sexy.
So I think a question I think all of us have is...
No putting me in the hot seat. You do this every podcast, every episode.
Why did you guys do the dance?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, I'm like, what? It's weird.
So we did a dance on our YouTube channel, which if you guys haven't seen it, go to the Bella Twins YouTube channel. Artem and I did a beautiful Argentine tango. It's one of my favorite dances, Argentine tango. I love that form of dance. And it did really well. So we're in partners with WDB on our YouTube channel. And they've been asking Artem and I to do another one because it did really well. And I've been wanting to do it. Now, the one thing I will admit is I did it this past week. We shot a contemporary dance and I'll be announcing soon the drop date for it. It was really hard. It was hard on my body. It was hard on my feet. But you know what? When you're doing so much other work, it was just hard to get lost in it. See, when I did Dancing with the Stars, I just focused on Dancing with the Stars. So that made it a little challenging. And I think it was like, I just wanted to impress Artem so much. And I felt like I wasn't that impressive.
But this is the thing.
But he was really proud of me.
Then you're not doing why you like dancing in the first place. It wasn't to impress people. It was just you felt free and fun.
And Brie, tell everyone about when we landed yesterday in Phoenix.
Yeah, they got off the plane limping with these big blisters all over their feet.
Artem and I literally couldn't walk the next day after the dance. We had bloody feet.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait though for you.
You actually, to be honest, there's that blister on the bottom of your foot. When I saw it this morning, it looked dirty. You need to clean it out.
Okay.
Don't get an infection.
And it's deep. I won't. But thank you very much for your question. For you all, we love your questions. So make sure you keep tweeting at us, Bella Twins, and hashtag Bella's Podcast on all your questions. But that's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
Thank you, Bella Army, for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you all so much. Brie and I are just so excited to share the news about Total Bella Season 5. And thank you, everyone, so much for letting me open up about my retirement, the cyst on my brain, my neck. Even though I don't see all your faces, just knowing that you guys are tuning in, it just brings so much warmth to my heart and soul. So thank you so much.
Yes, just remember, Nicole, we're all here for you. Aww, we love you.
Thank you.
And you guys, vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
There she goes singing again. And a very special thanks to Brian for being a great Bella Brains host.
Until next week.
Remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.